Korach challenged the following thing. Korach challenged that Aaron HaKohen was Moshe Rabbeinu's judgment call. It was his judgment call. And on that judgment call, Korach says he made the wrong call. So I want to be ma'amik and understand what's going on b'derech Musar in Klal Yisrael at the time that leads Korach to question Moshe Rabbeinu's judgment call and gets to the core of Yisoid and Avoid and Avoidas Hashem. So Korach is not challenging, leaving aside someone asked from Nevin Tzal afterwards, but what about the question with Tcheles, Taos, Tchula, Tcheles, and so on? Yesh Ladun. I assure you of Nevin Tzal as an answer. But it's not the challenge of the veracity of Torah, not even the veracity of Torah's Moshe Rabbeinu, but rather the choice of Aaron HaKohen as a Navi, as a Kohen Gadol. So on both sides, I want to share with you something connected to this base medrash as well. Rebel Yo Baruch Finkel, this Yosef and Avram heard on Friday night, Rebel Yo Baruch Finkel Zatzal from this base medrash has a son, Reblaze Yehuda Finkel, not your Rosh Yeshiva, but a cousin who said a beautiful vart on Friday night in Ramat Beit Shemesh that I want to share with you, which I think is a Musar Gadol, which I think pervades how we're supposed to look at so many things during this Tekufas Hakayitz. He made an amazing point. Lashon Hara, Hilchas Lashon Hara, is fascinating. Hilchas Lashon Hara is such that the halacha is that Lashon Hara l'Toelus is mutter. Do you ever hear of anything else that Toelus is mutter? For example, does anybody ever say that eating treif l'Toelus is mutter? And the only time eating treif is mutter is if it's pikuach nefesh. B'mechal Shabbos l'Toelus is mutter. You know, that was a classic argument of the Reform. The Reform said, we'll be matir driving to shul, because in the big picture, it's a tiny thing, and it's a greater toelus. We don't believe in that. That's antithetical to our lines of right and wrong in Avodas Hashem. So what's the vart that Lashon Hara l'toelus is mutter? What's behind that? It's a beautiful, basic question that needs to be driven home. He quoted also from the Rosh Yeshiva of this great yeshiva, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz Zatzal, points out that the Oynish in Parsha Shlach was 40 years, Yom Lashana. Every day that the Meraglim went around there at Yisrael, every day is equal year. What's that avera of the Meraglim? HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them, Masuras Haaretz. So the avera is in the Lashon Hara, the Seder. But what's in the walking that there's the Oynish of Yom Lashana? So he said that Reb Chaim Zatzal said the following yisayit. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz said like this. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz said, and now I'm saying my own terminology, I'm not quoting him. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz said that Lashon Hara is not the Chefza Shel Aver. The Dibur is not the Chefza Shel Aver. The Dibur is just the Totsa'a, the culmination of the Shoyrish HaAver. The Shoyrish HaAver is the following. Reb Lezer Yehuda pointed out that there is Losur Es Haaretz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the Meraglim to tour, no pun intended, Eretz Yisrael. And the Torah describes that they didn't do that. In Sefer Devarim describes they were Meraglim. They were Meragel. They became spies. They were looking for something very, very specific. The Chisaron of the Meraglim and the Avera of Lashon Hara is Ayin Ra. How a person looks at things. How a person perceives things. Lashon Hara is a totsa'a of a person who notices the chesronos in other. As the Noam Elimelech described, we daven, liras es malos chavereinu v'loi chesroinam, that the Meraglim wanted to see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted them, Lasur, to look for the good. And in the end, they became Meraglim with an agenda, Leragel, to spy and look for the bad. Leaving aside right now how that gets into the words of Leragel. That's the Yisod of the Avera of Lashon Hara. According to this, then the whole Avera is the Taitza'a. Not the Taitza'a, excuse me. The whole Avera is the cook, is the perspective That's the Avera. The Avera is the perspective. One could argue, even psychologically, that a person who has an Ayin Ra, we know, there's an expression that the Lev, based on Mishlei, the Lev is the Dibor is the Kul Moshebe Lev, that our words are the Kul of the heart. And that is, that if a person bears inside of them a perception that focuses on the negative, then it's almost impossible that it won't come out in their Dibor. So the Maisa Avera, if you will, is Mamish the Kuk, it's the perspective. And that's exactly what Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz is describing of Yom Lashana. And that, of course, answers, Reb Lezer Yehuda argued, that, of course, answers why it is that Lashon Hara L'Toelus is Mutter. The reason why Lashon Hara L'Toelus is Mutter is because the Avera of Lashon Hara is, I'm looking at the bad, I'm looking inside of you, I think about the bad things, then unfortunately I share with Yosef. But if I see the bad inside of that situation, and I share with Yosef because I want to help him, so then when I was looking, I wasn't looking for the bad. Bad does happen in the world. It does happen. And a person is supposed to be intellectually honest. But the question is, what's his focus? Then that's not coming from an Ayin Ra. Then it's coming from an Ayin Tov that I want to help him. Of course, a person has to make a cheshbon in such a case. Im kainim advarim. Then we could add, that's Averas Kairach. That's the Nekuda of Kairach. Kairach, look at this. Moshe Kara Lecho Es Hayom. Aaron HaKohen from the beginning was of someone who was Oyev Shalom V'Roidev Shalom. So what's the only thing that Kairach could see? He can't see the Tzad Tov Shebo. The only thing he could see is nepotism. That's the only thing that Kairach could see. Every once in a while that happens, right? There is an appointment. Somebody's appointed. Ah, it's because of this, because of that, because of that. Is there a tzad toiv shabai? Now, every once in a while, unfortunately, there is only tzad ra. It's true. But in this case, we're talking about someone who gave his life to Klal Yisrael Moshe Rabbeinu. Aaron HaKohen, Vayidam Aaron, V'chuli Yichud, is a tremendous history beforehand in everything that Aaron is. And that you can't see, the tzad toiv, kisis tarer leinu gamis tarer. Korach says, I only noticed it this time when I was being Mavir Seder. Korach calls Mitzrayim Eretz Zavas Cholam Devash. His cook is entirely distorted. His perspective is entirely lost. That's a hemshich of the Averes HaTkufa. And it's no coincidence that it happens now during these weeks. The avoda of Sefer Bamidbar, going into Sefer Dvarim, is the avoda that leads into the Bein HaMitzarim. When it's not an Ibur Yor, it's mamish during the Bein HaMitzarim. Here it's leading up to the Bein HaMitzarim. But it's the same message, the same extremely important message. And that is that what leads to Machloikis is an Ayin Ra. And it requires every single one of us to focus on that Bechina of the Ayin Tov that's inside of us. There's so many things that a person could look at, both B'Tov and B'Ra. The Talmidim have heard me say in the past, I'll say it again, Rav Lezer Silver was in the camps, like it was mentioned before by others, that Rav Lezer Silver was touring the camps after the Churban of Europe. There was a Jew who said, Rebbe, Vasichop Gizen in the Lager and Kenesh Zain Frum. What I saw in the camps, I can no longer be religious. I asked him, what did you see? He said there was one Jew in a barracks of 150. He had a siddur, and he refused to give a siddur to anybody unless they gave them their day's rations. People, mamish, he took from people, he said, their life's bread. So when I saw how religion could be used in such a way, and unfortunately people do use, don't, it's a reality, that there are people who use religion as a way of advancing their own personal needs, their own personal agenda. The way I saw that, I can't be a Frumi. Said Reb Lezer Silver, but what about all those Jews? That's your that's the one perspective you're looking at. But immediately when I hear that story, I see about all those Yidden who are lined up to give their life's bread to be able to say a tefillah mesudar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That perspective. Ayin Tovah. That's going to make or break whether we're Ovdei Hashem. and Ayin Tova. I caught myself. I'm a supuk to this day where Klal Yisrael is going through a national crisis here in Eretz Yisrael. Three beautiful boys who were kidnapped and were mamish worried for their lives. So it was a beautiful tefillah at the Kotel. I was watching I happened not to have been there at the time, and I was watching a clip from the tefillah. Normally I'm there, but it was at 7 o'clock at night, so I wasn't zelchet to be there. I had to go home. But I watched a clip, and there was davening with tefillah. So there were a lot of rabbonim, and then afterwards, there were a bunch of young men, who gathered in a circle and began to sing. Ivdu es Hashem b'simcha. My first reaction was Lakol zman ve'es. So someone who learns here. That was my first reaction. I was a little bit put off by it. Someone who learns here often, Rav Nachman Seltzer. He's a writer, an English writer, a novelist, and so on. I think he used to learn here. And I saw him write an article, and he described it from an entirely different perspective. He said, look at Klal Yisrael, at the Achdus. Look at what we do, Be'ez Tzara, that we're still singing, Ivdu Es Hashem B'Simcha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no matter what, Ivdu Es Hashem B'Simcha. To me, it had struck the wrong note. But when something strikes you as a wrong note, what's your initial reaction? To begin to say, wait a second, is there a Tzad Tov Shebo? Or do I immediately lock into that Ayin Ra that's so much part of us? We're going to see, maybe we'll even discuss in future weeks, Bilam is all about this Bechina of Ayin Ra. How are we going to relate to the Avodas HaChorban and Bezer Hashem, the Avodas Binyan Beis HaMikdash, is going to be all critical whether we have this Ayin Ra or Ayin Tov. And so I'm asking you, Mevakesh, from you to do something very, very practical. And that is to ask yourself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, my Rebbe, Rabbi Reisman Shlita, pointed out, my Rebbe from Tar Vadas, pointed out that there are two eyes that we're made with. Al Pi Chassidus, there are two eyes. One's an eye that sees, they balance each other out. There's an ayin that could be used to see Gadlus Adam, there's an eye to see Shiflus Adam. A person who has only an ayin Ra is always seeing the Shiflus. He's not seeing the Gadlus Adam. And there are two perspectives. The Kotzke Rebbe Zatzal, we'll speak about this in the future maybe, Kotzke Rebbe Zchusa Yagin Aleinu, said that the key to life, we've mentioned this in the past, the key to life is that a person has two things in his pocket. One is Anochi Ofer Ve'Efram, dirt, and the other is Bishvili Nivra Olam, the world was created for me. And the key to life is for a person to know when to take out Anochi Ofer Ve'Efram, Bishvili Nivra Olam. That's also the way you look at everything. Do you look at things as Ofer Ve'Efram, or do you look at them as Bishvilam Nivra Olam? And we need to vacillate between the two. But a person always has to ask, what's the dominant feature that's taking place? Is the dominant feature the Ayin Tov, or is the dominant feature the Ayin Ra? Be honest. But now, after you honestly had that look, and you pulled out both, Bishvili Nivra Olam and Anochi Ofer Ve'Efer, what at the end of the day is going to be your final conclusion? If Korach's final conclusion would have been Bechinas Ayin Tov, Klal Yisrael would have been in a different place. And final point. Zok de Heilige Rashi. Normally, when it comes to onshim, only adults are punished. Chayiv Mises Bezdin is only for people who are 20 years old. But here, the children are swallowed up, says Rashi, because when it comes to machlaikis, then children are also punished. Say the Bali Musar, you know why? Because when it comes to machlaikis, once a child is exposed to machlaikis, then it becomes part of his entity. And this I'm telling you now, as Bachurim who are not married, I need to scream at you and scream at you and scream at you. There are times that there are going to be disagreements. But whatever you do, shield your children, Be'ezer Hashem, shield them from machlokes. You have to be bareach from machlokes, but shield your children from machlokes, because that perspective of machlokes, that perspective of ayin ra, is something that a person could get when they're young, and it is extremely, extremely hard to get rid of. extremely difficult to get rid of. And that's what Rashi is saying. Normally, ketanim would not be held accountable, but it's a din mamela. It happens mamela. A person who has been trained to see things through that ayin ra, Hashem yirachem, they're stuck with it, unless they go through a tremendous amount of tshuva. So now's the time. Now's the time during this avodas hazman, the avodas hakayis, where these parshias, the primary thrust of the parshias, we begin to ask ourselves is really ayin tov, is to ask ourselves, how are we perceiving things? What do we focus at? What do we rush to? And Be'ezer Hashem then will be zeicha to a true ichud of Klal Yisrael, not only Be'ez Tzara, but also Be'ez Shalom. Be'ez Tzara, we're stuck. It's already ra. Be'ez Tzara. Then there's almost nothing else that's left. We need to hold. But even when we're not Be'ez Tzara, even B'shas where we have Shalva, we're not B'shalva. Anybody who is B'shalva, there's something missing in them. But even B'shas Shalva. So then in such a case, we have to be mechazik that b'china of the Ayin Tov. And now's the time to remind ourselves, when there is this time of Ichud, to remind ourselves, Be'ez Hashem will be B'zoichet to celebrate Ki Ish Echad, B'Lev Echad, B'Binyan, Be'ez HaMikdash.